The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we've a special treat for you. Back in about 1843, I used to appear as a guest on a programme called The Panel with Dara O'Brien and different people. And one of the star performers was comedian Andrew Maxwell. And I got to know him. You will also know him in terms of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And he has got a new, this spring, a new tour. It's called Krakatoa. And he's coming back to Ireland with shows in Dublin, Cork, Galway and Belfast. It's all on in April. Good morning, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you, Ivan?
Well, I'm still getting away with it. You know, blagging and bluffing, the usual. Are you using the same old material for Krakatoa, or have you got some new stuff?
Oh, there's always new stuff, because the world's full of fools. There's always, thankfully, the great and the good are always messing up in different ways, Ivan, as you know. So there's always plenty more fallow fields to be ploughed.
What's Krakatoa? Where did that come from?
All right, so Krakatoa, as I'm sure you know, was a very famous volcano that exploded. And it became so famous. It was at the end of the Victorian period, so it's the start of modern media. And it became the first global event around the world. And it became so famous that at the time it was an exclamation. People used to say, Krakatoa, instead of swearing and such. So that's the basis of the show. It's a stand-up show, but there's an interactive volcano. And if anybody shouts Krakatoa, the volcano explodes.
Okay. And where are you going and how can you get tickets before we talk about your life and times?
Well, the tickets are on andrewmaxwellontour.com. And I'll be in the Roisin in Galway, Everyman in Cork, Limelight in Belfast and the Liberty Hall in Dublin. So it should be fun.
Okay.
It's my Edinburgh.
I haven't spoken to you in a while. Used to live in Clontarf or on the north side. Now, you know, I don't have a visa to go to the north side. But just tell me, where are you living now?
Oh, yeah. So I'm from Kilbarrick. I live in England. But my mum's recently moved into a wonderful facility on the south side. She's now in a place called Margaret Home in Sandymount, and they're all listening as we speak.
All right. And tell me, when you looked at this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, of course, won by Jill Scott, lots of characters. Yeah. How did it compare with your time there?
Well, it was kind of crazy, Ivan, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch much of the two series that were in a damp Welsh castle. I wasn't really that interested in seeing how people would get on in a damp Welsh castle. So this series, my buddy Sean Walsh is in there. And I was actually home for a lot of November and hanging out with my ma. So we watched it every evening. And it was strange. It's so weird looking at it. Going, God, I was in there. All those little paths. You go, God, that's where that snake was. That's where.
And what about the dunny? What was the dunny like?
Well, the Dunny is a festival long drop. So if you've ever been to a music festival, you're all right with that. Or in your case, you've been to plenty of race meetings where it's a port-a-loo for the weekend. So, like, you know.
Well, now my standards are high when it comes to hygiene and toiletries.
you. Come on, Ivan.
I thought Sean Walsh was a bit of a moody owl yoke.
You get grumpy in there. It has to be said. Like, you are starving and you're very, very tired. So you wake up with the jungle. The jungle wakes up because obviously it's the other side of the world. So it's their high summer, isn't it? So the jungle wakes up about 4 a.m. And then you're awake with the sound of the jungle until whenever they turn off the lights, which we didn't know when that was. But we always estimate it was probably about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So you're tired and you're crazy hungry. So everybody gets a little bit grumpy. The hardest part with the Dunny, though, Ivan, was there's a type of spider in Australia called a huntsman, and it's the size of your hand, but it's completely harmless. It's sort of like an Irish shed spider, but it's the size of a human's hand. And they're not very good at climbing things, so they would often be all over the Dunny at night, and you'd have to kick the Dunny to make sure they fell off, because you wouldn't want to be on the throne when one of them fell on you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it did.
My God, my God.
And they were the harmless creatures.
There were a few awkward moments with Boy George and Matt Hancock. The whole thing about Hancock, well, for 400 grand, I'd put up with a lot of hardship. I mean, what did you make of all that?
Well, I think it was a clever move on his part. If the polls are to be believed, and I've lived in England long enough, I was in England in 97 when the, you know, New Labour and Tony Blair and Brown absolutely slaughtered the Tories. I'm sure you remember it well. And that's exactly what it's like again here now. There's an awful lot of Tory MPs are just giving up their seats. They're not going to run again. They know they're going to lose it. And he's clearly, you know, he's smelt the wind and he's seen what's coming. And he's trying to maneuver himself into the world of light media. I don't really can imagine that, Ivan, a politician moving into light media.
That won't work at all. All right, now, Brexit. I have to talk to you about that. Like, okay, the Tories have been a long time in power and Labour are likely to get in. But for me, Brexit is now 2016. We now know what it means. It means less trade. It means less investment. It means less jobs. It means worse public finances. Like, it might result in the breakup of the United Kingdom. Like, is there a momentum for people to say, Jesus, what have we done?
Yeah, look, again, all the polls suggest that only 35% of the country are happy with Brexit now. I mean, it was quite clearly a con job. I live in a deeply Brexit-y part of England. I live in Kent. And, you know, my neighbours that were very loud and pro-Brexit a couple of years back have gone very quiet.
And, do you include material on that?
Oh, I got loads of material on Brexit. Don't you worry about that. There's plenty of that. You know, it's just, they were conned. You know, it didn't seem real. I mean, at the time, what really swung it, obviously 17 million voted for it, 16 million voted against it, but there's 67 million people on in the UK, and 12 million people didn't vote at all. And they're the ones that have really moved in the last 4 or 5 years. They're the ones who really regret not voting.
How did you find the pandemic? Because, you know, in my line of business, emceeing events and conferences and all that, awards ceremonies, just came to a complete standstill. It was a total wipeout of a disaster. And I find that, you know, the bounce back, there's actually, it's impossible to get people to stop talking, the drink, and they're loving it like they're bullocks let out in a field on St. Patrick's Day. How are you finding the lockdown and then subsequently?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm 48. Yeah, 48. And I've been on the road for 30 years, coming up to 30 years when the lockdown happened. And I just come out, I'm a celebrity, so I had a couple of quid in the bank. And on a personal level, I was really happy. I was happy to be off the road for the first time in my life. It's, you know, it's exhausting being on the road. And I got to be at home with my family a little bit more. And it went so well, we ended up making another Maxwell. So on a personal level, it was pretty good, Ivan. You know, at the time there was, you know, we all experimented with Zoom gigs and drive-in gigs. And they were experimental. You know, they weren't quite the same thing as standing in front of a live audience in a theatre or a pub. But we got by. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, during the 2 years of the pandemic, when anytime I did an interview, I was very conscious not to sound like I was a moaning mini too much, because there was obviously, you know, people actually in frontline care roles. And, you know, under those circumstances, when a comedian goes, I can't tell my dirty jokes in public. You know what I mean, Ivan? It's not.
Well, look, the tour runs from Thursday, the 27th of April in Galway, right through to Cork, Dublin and Belfast. Yeah. Sunday, the 30th of April. It's called Krakatoa. He's in great form. The website again is?
AndrewMaxwellOnTour.com. Oh, you're an absolute class act, Ivan.
I know, 10% as usual. All right, thanks indeed. And we wish you well with that. Great to speak to Andrew Maxwell again. Well, now, from the sublime to the serious.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.